KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Matthew Traylor joins us. He's the director of programs with Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC.com. Matthew, thanks for joining us again.
Steve, it's good to be with you again.
Now, for those not familiar with the organization, which should be able to find on our organizations page at klyt.fm. Find the logo, click on it, and find out more there. But hey, we've got Matthew here. Matthew, for those not familiar, let them know more in general about CBMC.
Yeah, CBMC is a men's marketplace, workplace ministry. It's almost 100 years old, founded on the heels of the Great Depression, aimed at men in the workplace, helping them know that they have a greater purpose in Jesus Christ, and we want to see them multiply their spiritual life with other men.
All right. Well, one of the things we wanted to kind of touch on, you know, March, here we are in the midst of it, is designated as National Ethics Awareness Month. CBMC has done what they can to inform their members about the dangers of sports gambling. You know, last year, the Super Bowl really had some stats that kind of, it's a little mind-blowing. Matthew, can you share more about that?
Yeah, so, the Super Bowl betting this past year, it hit a record, you know, $1.7 billion. And that's just mind-blowing, you know, for people who use their resources and lose. I mean, obviously you got to have a chance, and some win, some don't. And it's just interesting that people take their resources and with a chance, you know, to try to get a chance to win more money. And we want to help guys understand that they have a greater purpose, and we want to help them to be good stewards of their resources and help perhaps them see things from a different perspective.
Yeah, you know, this is something when it comes to sports betting and really other get rich quick schemes, we regularly, weekly, have on with us, typically for a Friday financial update, a local, certified kingdom advisor, actually, that's walked us through some of the dangers, about, you know, going after these get rich quick schemes like gambling and other things. But, the Bible speaks to us plainly. Matthew, can you share you typically share, with the CBMC members, what we find in Proverbs?
Yeah, well, I think before any financial decision, especially one involving, you know, high risks like gambling, we have to check our why. And the world often pushes a narrative of luck and quick wins. But, you know, Scripture calls us to a different standard, and we reflect because we need to remember that everything we have belongs to God. Proverbs 13:11 tells us wealth gained hastily, it will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. So pausing before we make these hasty decisions to gamble will help allow a person to move from emotional impulse to more of a disciplined or biblical response.
Yeah, you know, I know that CBMC, you know, they have specific programs reaching out to businessmen in general, even specifically young people, you know, just getting into the business foray. What are some of these things they should really pause and reflect on in God's word? You know, I mean, you just shared Proverbs, and there's other scripture that addresses it. But, why pause and reflect on these scriptures before considering, you know, any reason to gamble or head into, other thing, you know, it's so easy. People say, oh, this is a sure thing, man. And, look at my returns. Look what worked for me. It's risky, and it's often contrary to what God would speak to us.
Right. Well, it's important, again, not, especially as younger men, we can be easy to fall into the trap of easy money. I have a 18-year-old, I know he's 20-year-old son who quickly found out how easy it was to get caught up in sports gambling on his phone. There's apps out there. And of course, he sought guidance from his father, me, And I encouraged him, listen, it's easy to get caught up in that. Don't waste your money. And we need men around us. And like you said, we do at CBMC have peer advisory groups, small groups for men and for the workplace who it's good to have other men around us who can speak into that. I would say, though, the idea of pausing before you make a decision will help expose whether we are seeking God for our security or seeking a jackpot. You know, to really think about our motives. And we believe a man's soul is more important than, you know, the bottom line, you know, what he's worth, what his paycheck is. We want to help equip men. So when these things in culture, you know, they find themselves at a crossroads, you can have men pouring into other men pouring into you and speaking into it and helping encourage you to make good decisions and be good stewards of what you have.
Yeah. Now we mentioned the different opportunities to connect with CBMC. What would you tell someone who's listening here in New Mexico, you know, whether it's in Santa Fe or all the way down to Las Cruces or Cannon Air Force Base, you know, around the state, and I don't know whether or not CBMC has groups in those areas specifically, online opportunities, connect with other men. What would you encourage those that are listening that think, you know, I could really use a group like this for accountability and encouragement? And that's actually a two-way streak where trust is built.
Right. Well, the first step is to go to our website, cbmc.com, to look and see what activities we have going on in your area. You can put in your zip code, and you can find out what's going on. However, if there's not activity going on, maybe the Lord's leading you to reach out and to start. We would love to equip you to lead a CBMC team in your area. But again, we all have a part to play. We all have a purpose, and God wants us sharing the gospel and helping other men grow in their relationship. And I particularly want to speak to some of your, I guess, seasoned men out there, spiritually mature men who may be retired and looking for something to do. God is saying, hey, you can impact the life of a younger businessman or a younger man in the marketplace. You have the wisdom and the battle scars of life to be able to share that with someone else and pass that wisdom along. Maybe that's the purpose God's calling you to. And you can go to cbmc.com and figure out how to get that. And we can help you get that process moving.
Yeah, you know, and before we put a bow on it, I kind of want to return to not only the gambling, but, finances in general, often young people and old people alike. I mean, you know, I had plenty of gray hair before, you know, and I knew there were some areas in my finances I needed to really give to the Lord and honor him in my decision-making there. But both young and old alike, often they see that financial gain becoming a source of security or identity. Can you speak to that and the dangers of it?
Yeah, I think as men, we can easily feel that our identity is tied to our paycheck or our job title. And that's not the case. And so many times we work so hard. We work hard because it's tied to our identity. God wants us to work hard, but he doesn't want our identity to be tied to those things. Our identity should be tied to Jesus Christ. And I think it's important for us to help men understand that. Again, culture really pushes that, you know, your identity is tied to your job title or your education or how much you make or what kind of house you have or car or boat or all the toys. But we are made for so much more than that. I want to encourage guys, particularly as you're pursuing those things, that to understand that God really owns it all. And he wants us to be good stewards of what he's entrusted to us and to help other men see that as well.
Yeah. And I'm sure it doesn't surprise you. I mentioned, you know, Kingdom Advisors, and one of the broadcasts that we air is Faith and Finance with Rob West, formerly MoneyWise with Ron Blue, just how important it is to seek what the Scripture says, not only about our money, but as you mentioned, those resources that God has given us to be good stewards of. And the truth is, you know, Matthew, whether people cling to, trust, and rely on the gospel or not, I mean, there's money advisors, financial advisors who apply biblical principles and see them, how they work.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to see them at work. Maybe you find yourself, you're listening and you're finding yourself struggling financially. You got to surround yourself with people who, again, will encourage you, who will model what good stewardship looks like, so you can see the biblical principles regarding finances and stewardship working, because they are out there and they want to help model it and share it with you. And maybe you're a person who is a great steward and you want to help others. At CBMC, we would love men to be able to come in and share that with particularly the next generation, and share and model what that looks like, good biblical stewardship.
Well, listen, I appreciate your response to my inquiries today, but I don't want to cut you off in the event there was something you were hoping to get to that we didn't. Before I really wrap this up, put a bow on it, is there anything else you want to share with the KLYT listener?
Well, I think overall, again, it's not just me thinking this. We're seeing it. Men can tend to isolate themselves, especially when it comes to issues in their life, financial issues, as we're speaking on that today. And I want to encourage men out there, don't live isolated. There are men who have been in your shoes who want to help guide you and pour into you and connect with you. And so I just encourage them to reach out. And if they don't reach out through CMC, reach out through their church.
All right. Well, let me share this in the closing. The vision of CBMC, Christian Businessmen's Connection, is to see men's lives, families, and workplaces transformed by God through a growing evangelism and discipleship movement in every community across the nation. And as Matthew mentioned, men, maybe seasoned men, might go to the website and see how they can lead in their geographic area. And the mission of CBMC, to reach, empower, and deploy generations of men in the workplace to live out their faith and multiply their impact for Christ. The website is CBMC, that is Christian Businessmen's Connection. And again, our great thanks to you, Matthew, for taking the time to bring us up to speed. Matthew Traill, the Director of Programs at Christian Businessmen's Connection. Matthew, thanks again.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.